Hey, everybody, it's Andy. Welcome back to the North Point Community Church podcast. Hey, at the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel and download our free North Point app where you can access all of our recent message content. And actually, the app is the easiest way to share all this content with a friend, and it's the easiest way to keep up with everything going on around here at North Point. But most importantly, I hope the following presentation inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey. Enjoy.
Right after my wife and I got married, we had this really cool experience. Someone gave us their little beach cottage, one of those back houses behind one of those mammoth houses down in the Gulf. And we were newlyweds, just like most newlyweds. We couldn't afford something like that, particularly for us at the time. I was working at a church, you're not necessarily known for the large income. But it was an amazing thing because we got to experience this really swanky community for a really great weekend, and it was fantastic. We had a conversation down there that I'll never forget, though. We're riding in the car, and we're kind of just cruising around this little community, little area, and I was telling my wife, just looking at these houses, going, man, these things are incredible. I mean, these people, who are these people that own these places? And I remember telling her, these people must be the happiest people on earth because of what they have. And she paused. There was a little break in the conversation. And she looks at me and said, you know, I bet the happiest people in this community are the people that were generous enough to let us use their place. Last year in Zurich, Switzerland, there was a study done by some researchers, some psychologists. They took 50 people and they gave 25 of them $100 and said, spend it on yourself. They took the other 25 and gave them $100 and said, spend it on someone else. You can't spend it on yourself. You got to do something for someone else. And in the middle of all of that, they monitored their joy in life, their happiness in life, their satisfaction in life, and their contentment in life. I would imagine you could predict what happened. The people that immediately learned that they were to spend their money on someone else, even the intention of giving their money to someone else, created a greater sense of joy, a greater sense of satisfaction and contentment in their own life than the people who spent the money on themselves. And then as they went and actually performed whatever form of generosity their mind conceived, they experience an even greater sense of joy and satisfaction and contentment in life. You know, we're all wired a certain way. All of us as human beings, no matter what you believe about God, no matter what you believe about faith, we are wired to experience a greater amount of joy as we're more generous. You've experienced this in your life. You've experienced seasons of your life where you helped someone, where you gave something to someone, where you were able to be generous to someone, and you experienced the onslaught of joy and satisfaction in your own life. It's amazing because on social media, we don't necessarily see all of that, right? When you have a bad week or when you see a friend that has had a rough situation during their week or a hard situation at work or something going on in their family. Have you ever seen that hashtag that says, treat yourself? I love that hashtag because it basically validates whatever we're then going to do, whether it's I'm going to take myself out to eat. I'm going to go buy myself something new. I'm going to go experience something for myself. But I just wonder if that act of trying to bring more joy, more happiness into our own lives is not really what works best. That really we are all wired to treat other people. That if we want to experience maximum joy, the greatest amount of satisfaction and contentment in life, we were wired to be generous people and to experience a reward from that. And so many of you could tell story after story of doing that. But as the year ends, as 2017 comes to a close, as we're in the middle of what has just been an amazing season that we call Be Rich, where we're able to unleash millions of dollars, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of hours, countless acts of love into our community, I want to directly ask you that as you're thinking about your own financial situation, as you're thinking about what you're going to do with your income, with your finances, I want to directly ask you to think about giving, to consider giving to North Point Community Church. I know for some of you, that immediately puts you off. That immediately just causes you to think, oh, here we go again. The church just wants my money. Or maybe you think, well, of course you're saying that. You want something from me for you. But I know, I don't know every single one of you, but I'm just telling you that couldn't be furthest from the truth. That I don't want something from you for North Point or even for me personally. I want something for you. I want you to experience the maximum amount of joy and satisfaction and contentment in life. And in order to get there, I believe that it's going to require a step of generosity for every one of us, for me included. And so I know that that's an obstacle, but I'm just asking you, just please trust me. I don't want something from you. I genuinely want something for you. And if you don't want to give to North Point, then give somewhere else. But just try it. Try and see what happens when you become more generous. Secondly, there's probably some of you that maybe you attend North Point some, or maybe you connect with us through social media or even online or our on-demand messages. And maybe you look around and you think, North Point doesn't need my money. North Point is the Titanic. I'm just this tiny little person with just a little amount of money. Maybe you feel like giving to North Point would be like giving a Tic Tac to a whale. What good could that do? I can understand that. And I could sympathize and empathize with the way you feel about that. But I'm just telling you that I believe that what we're doing at North Point is more important than anything else we could be doing on planet Earth. Our mission to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus is the most significant mission that any one of us could lean our lives toward. Our vision of trying to create a church that unchurched people want to experience, I think it's incredibly important, not just for us, but for our neighbors and for our friends and our families. And it's going to take all of us being engaged. It's going to take all of us leaning in. And so your Tic Tac, your small little gift, your large little gift, it matters. It matters greatly. I would imagine for some of you, you also maybe are hung up by the idea of giving 10%. You know, throughout the Bible, mostly in the Old Testament, there was a prescription for giving. There was a prescription that for every $10 you got, that you would take care of the nine and that you would give one to a church. And so because of that, we have what is known as the tithe. And so many of you, you just have grown up with that, or maybe you just regularly do that as a part of your life to give 10% away. But I would imagine for others of you, that's been maybe a barrier, maybe an obstacle that just seems too hard to get over. It would be like if you and I were working out together, which we might should do sometime. If you already showed up at the gym and I was headed there, and as you were getting ready, you went ahead and put 400 pounds on the bar, and I walk in, I'm like, hey, let's do this. Let's get after it. And you say, okay, well, let's just warm up with this. I might look at that 400 pounds and go, no, dog, like I can't do that. I'm out. Like I'm not just going to go warm up. I'm just going to leave altogether. And for some of you, maybe that's what the 10% has been. It has been a bar that just feels too high. And so you've never, ever established a habit, a practice in your life of giving. So I would just encourage you, don't let that be a barrier. I believe you can get past that. I believe for some of you, 10% is too low. For others of you, maybe 10% is too high of a beginning. And then I would imagine there's others of you that you're watching this and you're thinking, man, it's been a rough year. It's been a painful year. It's been a year where we've experienced a lot of suffering or a lot of struggles, or there's something going on in your family or with your job or with your situation in life that is causing you to be in a place where you think, I can't give right now. I need right now. I can't get past what I'm working on right now, what I'm in the middle of right now. And I would just ask you, for those of you that you're in that situation, for one, I just want to tell you that we love you and we're for you, and we are a church that wants to help in the middle of situations like that. And then I know there's others of you that maybe you hear this and you're listening today or watching today, and you're in the middle of a struggle. You're in the middle of some suffering. Maybe something significant has happened this year. Maybe your work is not working out. Maybe you've lost someone this year. Maybe you're in the middle of some kind of crisis or addiction, or maybe your margin is just so low that you can't even think about giving because of where you are in life. I just want to tell you that no matter who you are, no matter what you're in the middle of, I really believe that even if you are struggling, one of the best things to do in life is to take the spotlight off of your own problem and your own pain and put it on someone else's. Because in entering into someone else's pain and being generous towards someone else, it actually might just alleviate your own. It might actually be the way that God starts to work through your own life by you learning to be generous to someone else. Jesus said this very clearly. In fact, he talked about money a lot throughout scripture, throughout his life, throughout the story of Jesus. And one of the greatest things he said is that where your treasure is, there your heart is also. If you've grown up in church, you've probably heard that. For those of you that you're maybe new to faith or maybe new to Jesus, maybe that's a new statement to you, but I want you to just think about that a second. Why would he say that? Why would he say where your treasure is, there your heart is also? Not where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. No, he says where your money's going, that's what you really care about. Where your money's going, that's really what's directing your feelings and your emotions and your thoughts and that faculty inside of you that controls you, your heart. And so I just want to encourage you that no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, no matter what your background has been, I think that you taking a step in generosity would be a good thing for your life. And as you're thinking about generosity, as you're thinking about taking a step toward giving, being a more generous person, I want you to consider North Point Community Church. For those of you that you give regularly, you have a plan. You've been giving for a long time. You've helped support the buildings that we've built and the other campuses that we've started. I just want to tell you thank you. Way to go. You should feel so proud of what you have done and the work that you have accomplished through North Point Ministries in general, but also through North Point Community Church. But I just want to encourage you. I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't say to you and to me as well, take a step. Maybe this is a year where it's been the first time in a long time that you've considered stretching your giving. Maybe find what are you most comfortable with and what makes you uncomfortable, and maybe pick a spot right in between. I just know that in my own life, that as I relinquish control of my stuff and my money, it's an invitation for God to get more involved in my life. And so even if you're a planned giver, I just want to encourage you, would you consider taking a step? Would you consider stretching what you're currently giving? Secondly, to those of you who maybe you're a person that just has given infrequently maybe, and maybe you just never set out to create a plan. You never had an intention to actually put a plan together. We talk a lot here about automating your giving. I really believe in automation. All of the bills that my wife and I really care about, that we want to pay, we automate those bills. I would imagine you do as well. And I think automating your giving is a great way to lock in a plan. It's a way to make a decision one time that you're going to execute every month from here on out. And that's what we've decided to do. And it's been such a big deal for our own finances. It's been such a big deal for the spiritual practice of giving that we've wanted to have in our life. But it's also such a huge deal for our organization. So for those of you that have never picked a plan, pick a plan. Between now and the end of the year, pick a plan. Maybe it's 1%. Maybe it's 2%. Maybe it's $30. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $300. I don't know what it is, but pick a plan and lock it in, automate it. You can do it as easy as you think you might be able to do it through our app, through our website, or even through your own financial institution. And then lastly, for those of you that have never given, maybe for whatever reason, maybe you had a bad taste in your mouth about church, or maybe you feel like people are out to get your money, or maybe you just have never taken that step, or maybe you feel like we don't need it. I'm just telling you, we need it. We don't need it in a desperate way. We need it in a vision-oriented way. We believe there is more in front of us that we want to do. There's more in front of us to be able to reach more families and reach more kids and reach more students to help shape the next generation. We believe there's more in front of us for adults, for single adults who are in the middle of tough situations and don't know the joy and the peace that comes from having a God that loves us unconditionally. We believe there's so much we want to do through how we care for people, how we support our community. You know, for us, so much of what we're talking about right now is wrapped around the question of how do we digitally engage people? The world has been disrupted by the way people are now living their lives, and we've got a huge opportunity in front of us to reach millions and millions of people that are already consuming our messages to be able to help them take a step in their relationship with Jesus. But in order to do that, we need to be able to fund some of these ideas. And for those of you that have never given, I would just love to ask you, between now and the end of the year, would you consider giving for the first time? Would you consider giving any dollar amount, anything that you think would be maybe a stretch for you or maybe a low bar for you, but would you consider giving this year? Try it. I guarantee you, if you try it, you will experience the joy that comes with generosity. You know, maybe the best thing that any one of us could do is we change the way we're currently giving, because my wife and I are doing the same thing as we look toward 2018. Maybe one of the best things we could do is to take a step and then to keep a journal, to keep a log of the way God shows up in our lives. I would just imagine that if you started paying attention to the way God shows up through your invitation for Him to enter into your mess, your life, your situation, I would imagine you'll start seeing Him show up in ways that you never even thought were possible. And at the very least, it might just make you more keenly aware of God's presence in your life and the way He's blessing your life and my life as well. So I want to just encourage you, wherever you are, take a step. Wherever you are, take a step, and then keep track of the way God shows up. We have this amazing privilege. It's a humbling privilege for me, but North Point Community Church is known as one of the most influential churches all over the world. People travel from all over the world to come to North Point. But we never set out to become the most influential church. I just wonder what would happen. I wonder what would change in our community, in our neighborhoods, if we were the most generous church in the entire world. And I believe that we have an opportunity to be able to do that. So I hope that you'll consider taking a step this year in the way that you are giving to North Point Community Church. Thank you so much for being a part of our church, and thanks for being a part of what God is doing both in our community, but also all over the world.